Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.
Today we're talking about the Early Years Network, Children with Special Needs Developmental Screening. Hello, I'm Amy Taylor Myers, and welcome to Farm and Family. Today we're speaking with Dr. Alicia Westbrook, Project Director of the Early Years Network at Mississippi State University Extension. So Alicia, what all does the Children with Special Needs program do?
Amy, as a part of the network, we provide training and on-site technical assistance to early childhood providers and educators who serve young children with special needs and young children who are at risk for developmental delays. In addition to our work with early childhood educators, Early Years Network Children with Special Needs provides developmental screening and autism screenings for families who have concerns about their child's development.
Now, achieving milestones is important. So how do you help parents know if their child is developing as he or she should?
Developmental screening is important for all children. The CDC states 1 in 4 children under the age of 5 are at risk for developmental, behavioral, or social delays. This rising increase in children who are at risk for delays has led to a heightened focus on the importance of developmental screening. The American Academy of Pediatrics recommends that all children receive developmental screening at 9, 18, 24, and 30 months. However, developmental screenings can be conducted at any age. In addition to developmental screening, it is also necessary for parents to understand the importance of autism screenings. The current ratio of children diagnosed with autism spectrum disorder is 1 in 68, with males having a higher occurrence than females. Young children can be identified with autism by their second birthday, yet the average age of diagnosis is 4 years old, which delays early intervention.
Wow, that is an eye-opening statistic. What does intervention entail for children and families?
Amy, early intervention is central to positive outcomes for a child's development and overall well-being of his or her family. To encourage early identification and intervention, the American Academy of Pediatrics and the CDC recommends autism screenings at 18 and 24 months of age. Similar to developmental screenings, autism screenings can be conducted even if a child is older than 2 years old. Autism screenings can be conducted even if a child is older than 2 years of age. To meet the increased demand that all children receive early developmental screenings, the Early Years Network Children with Special Needs developed a parent navigation program. Parent navigators provide statewide developmental and autism screenings for young children under 5 at no cost to parents. This statewide program is designed to better support families who have concerns and to ensure that children's needs are met.
So how does the Early Years Network help parents after a child is diagnosed with autism or a developmental delay?
Well, in addition to the screenings, parent navigators assist families in obtaining further diagnostic evaluation, services, and by identifying community resources. When there is a developmental concern, often families are overwhelmed with information pertaining to the child's diagnosis and treatment. As a parent navigator, it's our goal to lessen this stress by providing support and understanding. To learn more about the statewide navigation and screening program, find us on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, Instagram, or our website at www.earlyyearsnetworkms.org.
All right, thank you so much. Today we've been speaking with Dr. Alicia Westbrook, Project Director for the Early Years Network at Mississippi State University Extension. I'm Amy Taylor Myers, and this has been Farm and Family. Have a great day.
Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.